Yeah, she probably knows Isaiah, right?
Yeah.
Or the older one, Noah? So you know,
yeah.
Noah.
Well, it was a good bounce back for you guys, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Just the teacher kind of gave some insight on, kind of after the loss last week, you know, some beating and really wanting to get better.
Yes.
Can you just talk about how that lingered over practice and motivated you guys?
You know, there was no doubt after the Alabama competition. Like I said, there wasn't anything awful, but it wasn't anything spectacular. And we sat down and had a meeting and just really challenged each other to have that, to find that heart and that passion. And because there are so many challenges that we've encountered so early on in the season, with Bridget's injury, with Jamie's injury, with different lineups, and different athletes that need to gain the experience, all of those things could be deemed a challenge. And I didn't want the athletes, I don't want them to feel that. I need them to feel like it is, they train, each one is ready to go out, each one is ready to go out and hit an amazing routine. And I was really wanting to see the team dynamic strengthen and to not focus on what we are missing, but to focus on what we are doing and what we're contributing and what we currently have. And I felt like at Alabama it was almost that we were, that was it. We were thinking about what we don't have as opposed to how great we are still and what we will be. And, you know, it was great. I thought it was very positive. The three practices we had this week were exceptional. The energy level, the commitment from the athletes and the passion, and the support for one another was there. And it showed in the competition tonight. You know, it is, I'm sure any other coach can tell you how challenging it is every year when you have a new makeup to a team. And it's a different dynamic of if you have a lot of freshmen, if you have seniors that are injured or a junior, a key player that's injured, they kind of get lost sometimes and the deer in the headlights. And it takes a little bit for them to realize that they're still an amazing group.
Individual results during the season is a big deal, but it's 15 straight competitions.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think I'd ever see that.
I retweeted your tweet.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
But, I mean, is that an amazing stat?
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. There's no doubt that when Jeremy Foley hired me, and part of the interview process, we had to speak with Mary Wise. And Mary Wise asked me, do you think you can beat Georgia? And I said, absolutely. We not only can, but we're going to beat Georgia. And she was like, hire this girl. And so, thank you, Mary. And so, I just had a firm belief that it was possible and just kept, you know, plugging away. And you know, it's great. It's always great. It's a strong rivalry and incredible rivalry between the two schools. So it's wonderful to see our athletes rise to the occasion.
I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I mean, there's always this point, there's always meetings.
Right.
It don't always work.
Right.
Why do you think it seemed to work, especially this week?
You know, these athletes are genuinely, genuinely passionate about wanting to be the absolute best and knowing that to be the absolute best, they have to work together and that they have to be, it's all about, you know, it's a lot about team chemistry and, you know, and that it's a different journey and to not carry over what happened the last 2 years. We won the last 2 years. This year, it's a totally different journey. And that this team, we did a whole function over Christmas that I wanted them to write their story. This is going to be a new story this year, not last year. And that is a work in progress, especially with Bridget being injured. So it's important that each one of the athletes dig down deep inside and acknowledge what their positive attributes are going to be.
Was it when you had, when voice fell.
Yeah.
And then Archery and Keep come back.
Yep. Yes.
I mean, it was pretty much over then.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, that's got to be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt it was very uncharacteristic for Claire because she's just exceptional on beam, and I don't know if she's ever... She missed her hands. That was pretty scary. I'll have to ask how her chest is feeling, her collarbone. You know, what I loved, and I felt very comfortable, I have to say, knowing that Alex was going up right after Keetra, because Alex is a very strong mental competitor, and I felt that she was going to go out and kind of get us back on track and hit a great routine, and that kind of calms everybody down. And, you know, Keetra has been in this scenario so many times, starting back to last year at regionals. We had the two falls, and she had to go up afterwards and hit. Had she not hit last year after the two falls, we might not have even advanced to nationals. And then she did it again just numerous times. So I wasn't worried about Keetra or Alex, and that was great feeling to be able to know that, you know, and that Claire, that was just very uncharacteristic for her.
How much did you guys emphasize this past week the bars and the beam? Because you guys had much improved scores there, and
right.
the bars, the worst score was a 9.85. Like,
right.
It was just consistency all
yep.
the way down the board. But
yep.
how much did you guys focus on that?
Well, we definitely put in more numbers. You know, that was something I felt before Alabama we just hadn't put in. It was a strange first beginning part of the season with having our first meet on a Sunday on the road, and it was really just a bit of a challenge feeling like we were catching up, and so we put in more numbers, and I felt with that our athletes responded and performed more confidently, and we still can do better, which is great, there's no doubt. And but I liked how aggressive they were, and I mean Alex getting the stick on her dismount, and Kennedy always starting us out really consistently, which is great because that starter is kind of what calms everybody down. You need that first routine to be a great hit.
You also had Erica was
yep.
competing on vault
yep.
tonight, and also yeah. Rachel Spicer
right.
on floor. How
yes.
would you evaluate their performances?
I was really pleased with that. Erica, it's the first time she's competed vault for us, and I thought she did a great job. And again, she's new. And we put her up first and to see how she would handle that scenario, and I thought she did great. Rachel Spicer, I'm really thrilled with. This was her first time back since last year, and so I'm not concerned about her stepping out of bounds on the last pass. What I was looking for was that she had the adrenaline, the energy, of course, which she did. She didn't come up short on it. So she will correct that, but I was thrilled with the way she performed her first pass and is showing that she will be back to, you know, that consistent form that we counted on last year, that 9.875.99 routine, which, you know, so I'm really happy about that.
And on floor with Kennedy
yeah.
and Keetra
yep.
and then potentially down the road getting Bridget back. How excited
and
does
Alex.
That make you?
Yeah,
yeah. And Alex potentially down the road. How excited
yeah.
does that make you to have such a powerful,
yeah.
star-studded lineup?
Right.
For war?
Well, that's I can't get ahead of myself because if and when we are able to get those two athletes in the lineup, that's four ridiculously good routines. But we have to take it one step at a time. I mean, I sat down with Alex, and we kind of made out a plan, and we're hoping to be able to have her in on floor in about a month. And Bridget, you know, we have no idea until she's getting the boot off Tuesday, hopefully, and we'll start swinging some bars and kind of one step at a time. But, you know, in Bridget's mind, of course, she's going to be there.
Yep.
She's ready. And we would love to see that, but we have to take our time.
Did you think Kennedy got a 10? Or the crowd thought, I thought she got a 10 initially.
You know what? You never know, because I thought Keetra should have got a 10 on vault. It was so amazing.
I saw your reaction to
yeah.
that. Yes, you had an interesting expression.
I wasn't happy. But you know what? I mean, what I was happy with was that it was an amazing vault. And I thought the floor routines were amazing. And you just never know, because each judge has a different angle, so it's hard. Something from my angle, I might miss from a different angle. So, but I was just really proud, especially for Kennedy to come out, and I asked her, I want to see your personality. Show it to me, because I know you have it. and to be able to see her light up the arena and the fans to feed off of that, she's only going to get better because this is, she witnessed it now. She felt it, and she's going to get better from it even.
That meeting you have with Mary Wise.
Yeah.
Was that up in Jeremy's office, or was it?
That was, nope, just separate with Mary.
So, I mean, it was set up.
It was set up. Yeah. It was part of the interview process.
It's a good anecdote.
Yeah.
Maybe my lead.
We just talked about it, she and I did the other night. So, yeah. Yeah, we just talked about it again.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anything else?
The freshmen have already had such a huge impact so far this season.
Yes.
What would you like to see from them moving forward? Like, what more would you like to see?
Really, the exact same that from every other athlete. Just continue to gain confidence in performing, in showing it off. And they're doing that. I mean, Alex, exceptional on vault, in her bars, she's really clean and precise. And Beam, to go up tonight and nail a gorgeous beam routine, especially after a mistake, really shows great maturity. So, and Kennedy really stepped out tonight, and it was really great to be able to see. Erica, much improved. Much improved. She was ready to go on floor and bars. She was our alternate and stepped in on vault and did a great job. And her beam, I thought, was definitely the best she's done so far this year. So really proud of the improvements that they're showing. And, it, you know, it's just baby steps just to keep on that path. Great.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.